My brothers and I would like to greet you to the house of the Lord this day. In the name of our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. It has already been a special day as we witness the baptism of water and fire by Reagan Gio, and now we can call her Sister Gio, because her family has just grown, being a member of the church. And after the priesthood is served, her father, Joe Gio, will serve her first, and then we will serve the rest of the congregation. You will also notice that when the emblems are prepared, there will be a hymn played, but we will not sing. And the purpose for that is to give you opportunity to really focus upon these emblems, what they represent, the importance of them, that you might have that time to discern the body of Christ and what he did and what he continues to do for you in your life. I trust that you will give your full attention this day to this service. Children, teenagers, and adults, that we truly focus upon why we are here this day. It didn't seem like too long ago we entered into a new century. And now, 2020, we begin a new decade. Will this be the decade that Christ returns? Will this be the decade that his people are prepared to meet him? We have an opportunity of a new beginning this day. That gives me great hope, and it should give each of you great hope also. And I would like to read from Moroni, the 7th chapter. And these are the words Moroni wrote of his father speaking. And I'm going to begin in the 45th verse through 47. And again, my beloved brethren, I would speak unto you concerning hope. How is it that ye can attain unto faith, save ye shall have hope? And what is it that ye shall have hope for? Behold, I say unto you that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection, to be raised unto life eternal, and this because your faith in him, according to the promise. Brothers and sisters, this should be our hope. This is my hope. And it should be because of the atonement of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we come to him in repentance and humility with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, we can be forgiven of our sins, those sins covered. That through the power of the resurrection that we might have eternal life. What a promise. And not only does he want us to have eternal life, he wants us to have life on this earth, to live more abundantly, and to walk and to talk with him and have that relationship with him on a daily basis. Brothers and sisters, as we continue our service, we will stand and sing hymn number 11, hymn 11. Thank you.
Great God of Israel, may all praise and honor be lifted up unto thee and thy courts of glory. We gather together as a body of thy saints here in these last days, and we rejoice together this day, our Father, for the beauty of your creation, for the beauty of the ordinances, and Father, for the beauty and the power of that Spirit as it warms our hearts and as it uplifts us and guides us. We're thankful this day, Father, for the life of our little sister Reagan, as she has made that covenant that we've witnessed today in the waters of baptism. We thank you for her life and pray that indeed she can live to that full potential she has and work in thy church for the good of thy kingdom. Father, this is the desire of us all, that we might work for the good of your kingdom. Help us this day, Lord, specifically, as we come to remember that which your Son did, that perfect example for us of sacrifice. What a great gift you've blessed us with. Bless us this day, Father, as we continue to worship you and as we remember that which Jesus Christ did for us. It is in his name that I offer this prayer, and it is in his name that I offer all thanks unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
For a scripture, I would like to share with you out of the second chapter of James, and starting in the 14th verse. What profit is it, my brethren, for a man to say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? Yea, a man may say, I will show thee I have faith without works. But I say, show me thy faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. For if a brother or sister be naked and destitute, and one of you say, depart in peace and be warmed and filled, notwithstanding he give not those things which are needful to the body, what profit is your faith unto such? And this is the purpose of our oblation, is to give to those and to fulfill the needs of the body. And what this scripture is telling us is, it is one thing to offer a blessing and to ask a blessing upon someone in a spiritual sense, but we also need to see to their physical needs as well. For if the physical needs are met, then we will find that the response to the gospel may surely come. And each one of us needs to remember and think upon this and remember that we are all beggars and we are all in need of this Him keeping and sustaining us. And so it is, as we offer up that oblation today, let us remember that it not only occurs here in this place and these walls, but each and every day that we pray for that discernment when we see those around us that are in need physically and spiritually. Let us remember them and remember that oblation does not just need to occur within these walls, but it can occur on a street corner. It can occur in a place of work. Oblation is existent everywhere. So let us remember that in our daily walk and pray for that discernment that the Lord would guide us and direct us in who we minister to and in what way we minister to them. Would you pray with me? Our Father and our God, truly it is a joy, Lord, to be before thee in thy house this day, on this beautiful Sabbath day, before this beautiful table, and having witnessed such a beautiful scene already, and one entering into that covenant with thee. And Lord, as we remember the existence that we have and the way you have provided for us, may we, Lord, think of those others who are around us and remember that they have need as well. Lord, please move upon our hearts and our minds, direct us and guide us to give to those who stand in need and in which way we can minister to them that will best benefit them, Lord. We thank you for all that we have, all the many gifts and blessings, for this beautiful sanctuary, this beautiful building you have given to us to come and to worship you. And Lord, will you bless these monies that as they are gathered, that you will bless the givers. Please bless those who have a desire but are unable. And Lord, please multiply these gifts and these offerings that they might be used for the building up of thy kingdom. This we do ask, Lord, in the name of your most holy and precious Son, the altogether lovely one, even Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good morning, Saints. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. In preparing for the talk this morning, two words kept coming over and over to my mind and my heart. And as I pondered these two words, I struggled with the meaning and the application of these two words. And as time went on and as prayer and thought, I started to realize the meaning behind the two words. And those words were the words, the word of new and the word of opportunity. And I realized after prayer that Jesus Christ is the New Testament. And that in his death and in his life, and he gives us the opportunity to live and the opportunity for salvation. We see a lot of firsts and new things this morning as we have gathered here and we witnessed the ordinances. We have a new sister among us, and certainly that brings opportunity to her life, the opportunity to stand and to bear testimony of Jesus Christ as he works in her life and as she goes forward in this faith and in taking upon the name of Jesus Christ on herself. And we each have the opportunity today to remember that covenant which we have made in the waters of baptism, both of water and of the Spirit. And I would bet that if I asked each of you to tell your baptismal story today, that you could stand and do so with clarity of mind and with joyfulness of heart. And so as I stand today to bring you the word of the Lord, I would pray that I would do so with joyfulness of heart and with the newness that he gives to us in these the latter days. In Doctrine and Covenants, the 59th section, verse 2a, "Wherefore I give unto them a commandment, saying, Thus thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, mind, and strength. In the name of Jesus Christ thou shalt serve him. Thou shalt offer a sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in righteousness, even that of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And that thou mayest more fully keep thyself unspotted from the world, thou shalt go to the house of prayer and offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. For verily this is a day appointed unto thee to rest from thy labors and to pay thy devotions unto the Most High. Nevertheless, thy vow shall be offered up in righteousness on all days and at all times. But remember that on this, the Lord's day, thou shalt offer thine oblations and thy sacraments unto the Most High, confessing thy sins unto thy brethren and before the Lord. This ordinance of sacrament is remembering or the memorial of thy covenant that thou hast made with the Lord through both the waters of baptism and the Spirit. The ordinance is remembrance of the sacrifice, the offering, and the willingness that our Savior made for each and every one of you. And in turn, the covenant which you and I have made with him to keep his commandments, to follow him, and to take his name upon us. In 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." And so as we come here today to remember that covenant which we have made, may we do so the fullness of heart, the broken heart, and a contrite spirit. In the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter, starting with verse 22, "And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and brake it and blessed it and gave to his disciples and said, Take, eat this in remembrance of my body, which I give a ransom for you. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is remembrance of my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for as many as shall believe on my name for the remission of their sins. And I give unto you a commandment that ye shall observe to do the things which ye have seen me do and bear record of me, even unto the end. As we turn to another testament of Jesus Christ, let's turn to the third Nephi, the 8th chapter, verse 33. And this shall ye always observe to do, even as I have done, even as I have broken bread and blessed it, and give it unto you. And this shall ye do in remembrance of my body, which I have shown unto you, and it shall be a testimony unto the Father, that ye do always remember me. And if ye do always remember me, ye shall have my spirit to be with you. And it came to pass, when he had said these words, he commanded his disciples that they should take of the wine of the cup and drink of it, and that they should also give unto the multitude, that they might drink of it. And it came to pass they did so, and did drink of it, and were filled. And they gave unto the multitude, and they did drink, and they were filled. And when the disciples had done this, Jesus said unto them, Blessed are ye for this thing which ye have done. For this is fulfilling my commandments. And this doth witness unto the Father that ye are willing to do that which I have commanded you. And this shall ye always do unto those who repent and are baptized in my name. And ye shall do it in remembrance of my blood, which I have shed for you, that ye may witness unto the Father that ye do always remember me. And if you do always remember me, ye shall have my spirit to be with you. Saints, we are presented with 12 opportunities this year. True, it could be more, but as we find in our church, there's 12 opportunities that you have to come and to reach your hand forward to partake of that bread and to drink of that wine. And in doing so, the Lord asks that you remember him, that you remember that covenant which you have made with him in the waters of baptism, and that you do so with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Jesus Christ is about new beginnings for each of us and about the opportunity we have to exercise our agency and to follow him. And he presents that to us each and every day. But we are presented with 12 opportunities throughout a year to physically show that during this ordinance. When we as members of the Church of Christ partake of the sacrament worthily, having repented of your sins and made restitution, you find forgiveness for your sins. Not necessarily because of the act of communion, but because true repentance always brings forgiveness. The occasion of communion or sacrament calls for self-examination and an end to temporizing about repentance. Repentance has taken place before this time. This time is a time to reach forward your hand to remember that covenant which you have made. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words.
as the prayer of blessing over the bread is offered by Elder Eric Baker. Facing the emblems, let us kneel.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Thank you. as the prayer of blessing over the wine is offered by Elder Mike Long. Facing the emblems, let us kneel.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee, in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Thank you.
Was there any member that missed of their portion that desired to partake? We'll now hear from our pastor.
Shortly after the sun had crested the horizon this morning, I had the privilege to sit in this very room with many of the priesthood that were able to attend, and many prayers were offered for each of your behalf and behalf of the work of the kingdom. In particular, a prayer that rung true in my ear related to hope. And as we, many of you, have placed new calendars on the wall and started marking those dates that have importance to you, I might draw your attention to the hope we have in Jesus Christ. I also had the privilege to sit in the prayer service just right over here, and as Brother Steve had alluded to this morning, how the sunlight had radiated through those windows. And as you look and I look right now in the air, we don't see a whole lot. It looks clear. But as that sun was beaming through, I saw every single small particle that was present, everything. And the light of Jesus Christ gives us the vision to see things that we can't see with our mortal eye. But mostly I want to leave you with this as we enter into a new year. A year of hope, a year of promise. Sometimes there's things right before us we take for granted, and I could elaborate on that quite frequently. But in particular, I want to draw your attention to that picture that is behind me, the picture of Jesus Christ, and more specifically, that in which he holds a small lamb. A sheep, if you will. And see how it is that lamb is responding to the master's touch, holding still. We sang this in our prayer service this morning from hymn 406, the third verse, second stanza. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. And how it is the Savior is there holding us, wanting us to be still. But equally, I draw to another one that we had sung this morning in hymn 115, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and particularly the second verse, starting at the second stanza, we find these words. And I like, as I read these, focus on what the sheep is looking at for direction. No matter where that master takes that sheep, where do the eyes lie? To him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting souls to bless, and since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care. And so as we move out to a new calendar year, might we keep an eye single to his glory. Might we be that little sheep, find peace in the arms of our Savior, and look into his face, that his light might shine before us, that we might see all that's before us, that we might grow in the light of our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Our Father, our God, we come to you at this time. It's the close of a service, but of a start of a new year. And we pray, O God, that we might keep an eye single to thy glory, that as you try our reins, that we might respond tentatively to those callings in our life, that we might learn to serve you with all our heart, might, mind, and strength. And we give you thanks, O God, for a pathway that leads back into your kingdom through your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we remember this day. And I ask a blessing upon this, your congregation. Won't you bless them with rich blessings from above, that they might see the opportunities that lie before them, and that we together might grow in the newness of the life we have in your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to be those lower lights burning in the darkened world, that we might guide people to the true light, the light of your Son, that they too might find the promise of salvation and redemption through his blood and atonement. We give you all this thanks, O God, for the love you first gave us. May we love you in return and love our neighbors as ourselves. We pray these things, O God, and ask it in the name of thy Son and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen.